I don't like being that tall.
不喜欢那么高。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving.
但愿你们的感恩节是非常美好。
I see some of our distant college students back. Welcome back.
我看到许多出外留学上课的大学生回来了。
Of course, welcome any friends and family that might be here from out of town.
我们也欢迎从远处来的家人们。
And I know many Stephen students are here as well, so just welcome again.
我也看到许多斯蒂芬森的学生在这里，欢迎你们。
I don't like giving a test, but it's a test of your memory.
我不喜欢给大家一个考试，可是这是一个对你们一个。
And I know sometimes you don't even remember what you did yesterday.
我知道有可能你们连昨天做了什么都不记得了。
But if you remember last year when I spoke, it was the same weekend.
可是去年也是同一个礼拜，我在这边讲。
For the entire month of November.
整个十一月。
Last year.
去年的十一月。
I did not.
我没有。
Shave.
我没有理头发。
But this time I did. No. Shave. But this time I did shave.
可是这今年我刮了胡子。
But I didn't get a haircut.
我没有剪头
发。And a short explanation about that.
简短的解释。
So when I was in high school, I was on the running team, cross country.
我在高中的时候，我参加竞赛。
And my coach, he was an old guy who had a beard.
我的教练是一个年长的人，他有胡子。
And he said if our team ever came in first place, he would shave his beard.
他说如果我们比赛得了第一名，我就会把我的胡子剃掉。
And in 4 years of high school, it only happened once.
四年在高中，我们只赢了一次。
But now, as you know, I'm a teacher now. I'm also a coach of my team in New York.
你知道我现在我自己也是一个高中的老师，我也带了一个田径队。
And when I started 10 years ago, I said, "Oh, I'll have the same tradition."
所以十年前我也跟着我那个老师学了同样的方法。
But I know I'll never be able to grow a beard.
可是我知道我没有办法长那个。
So I said I'll do my hair instead.
所以我就留我的头发。
So I told the team, if you ever came in first place.You can decide what you want to do with my hair.
我跟我的前进队员说，如果我们赢了，你可以，我让你决定你要我留什么样的发型。
But I realized our rival team was too good, so that would never happen. So I changed it to first or second.
因为我们的竞争对象太强了，所以我现在想说，我们第一名或第二名我都可以。
And still, that didn't happen. But this year, it finally happened. It actually happened twice. They came in second twice.
所以，可是今年我们。得了两次第二名。
So next time you see me, I might have, yellow hair or something.
所以下次你再看到我的时候，我的发型可能变了，可能变成黄颜色。
Let's just take this time to welcome your neighbor and say hi to somebody new. Okay, so go ahead and do that.
我们借这个机会，大家彼此问好。
Yeah, feel free to get up and welcome people back.So again, welcome, and I'll start with a word of prayer. Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for this time to be together this morning with brothers and sisters.
主，我们感谢你在今天这个主日早上，我们能够与弟兄姐妹一同在一起。
Lord, thank you for each person that's here this morning.
感谢你每一个人能够来到这里。
And we know your spirit is here in this place.
我们也知道你的灵运行在其中。
Lord, I pray for believers. I pray for new believers. I pray for guests.
我为信主的新蒙恩的，还有我们的客人来向你祷告。
Lord, you know each of us is in a different place, and we know that you will meet us wherever we are in our faith.
主，你知道我们每个人在信仰上在有不同的光景，可是你都在我们的光景中与我们相遇。
So we thank you for your word this morning. May it teach us something new and something important.
我们感谢你今天早上赐给我们话语，让我们在你的话语中能够有得到造就。
We pray in Jesus' name.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. This morning, the main passage is from Joshua.
今天早上的经文是从约书亚记出来的。
And the title is the hard reality of sin or the hard truths about sin.
我要与大家分享的是罪的严重和可怕性。
And my purpose this morning is not to attack you, or it's not to bring you down.
当然，我今天早上不是要把你要定你的罪，或者是让你觉得很沮丧。
But as Christians, it's important to know the truth, even about a difficult topic like sin.
当然，成为一个基督徒，我们要知道罪的重要性。
And if you feel convicted this morning, or if you feel maybe even a little guilty, then that's good. The word is something that does that to us.
如果今天早上的信息对你有了一个起作用的感觉，或者你觉得你真的是在罪上有对不起神的地方，这是好的，因为主的话对你起了作用。
So we'll read a little bit of Joshua chapter 7 this morning.
我们看约书亚记第七章。
And this is something I've been teaching the middle school group so far.And I want you to know that that group, they're very young, 12, 13 years old, but they're very, very bright.
我要想跟你们说，他们那一群初中生，12、13岁，他们非常的聪明。
I'm just looking at Charles right now. Charles is very bright. Oh, you're sitting next to my mom. That's nice. It's my mom.
Charles 非常聪明，坐在我母亲旁边。
Okay, so I'll read right now just verse up to verse 11. You can just follow along. No, they can just follow. Tell them to just follow along.
我们就从第七章的第一节一直读到十一节，请你跟着练，跟着看。我们不翻中文。
Okay, but the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, son of Zerah, tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven, to the east of Bethel, and told them, "Go up and spy out the region." So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, "Not all the people will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary all the people, for only a few men are there." So about 3,000 men went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there until evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Ah, sovereign Lord, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe out our name from the earth. What then will you do for your own great name?" The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions." And I'll read one more verse. "That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction." Okay, so of course, let me give some brief background first.
我先与大家分享他这个背景。
I'm not sure how many of you have read Joshua before.
我不晓得在座的你们约书亚记熟吗？
But this is after Exodus.
这是在出埃及记以后。
So of course, during Exodus, the people escaped from Egypt from their slavery.
在出埃及记的时候，以色列人从埃及逃出来。
The Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, but God said, "You don't belong here. You belong in your own place in the Promised Land."
以色列人在埃及为奴， 主对他们说你们不属于这个地，所以让他们出来到应许之地。
So they were a big group, but they had nowhere to go. But God promised them the land of their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们以色列人那个人数很多，他们没有地方去。可是主神对他们的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各有了应许，告诉他们是要应许的地。
So they have to travel up to that land.
所以他们要从埃及要一直到那个应许之地。
But of course, if it's such a good land, which it was, it's not going to be empty.
当然，那个应许之地是一个好的地方，所以不可能是没有人住的。
Other people were there.
别的人种已经住在那里。
Here we hear some of it called Canaanites or Amorites. Many different groups were there.
所以在那边有迦南的人，有其他的人种，许多不同的人种住在那里。
God did not say, go make some new friends, and now you have some new neighbors.
主神没有对他们说去跟他们这些人做朋友，让他们成为你的邻居。
Instead, he said, go and take it by conquering it and wiping all those people out, and now it's your land.
主神对他们说，你们要去，要征战，要把这些人都消灭掉，你们才能够得到那块土地。
And later, if you want to go on your own, we'll just look on it a little bit. But of course, if you just look one book before, that's Deuteronomy, it talks about some of these promises.
如果你有时间可以再继续往下看，或是你往前看，在生命记的时候，你也看到有相关的事情。
So, I mean, that's just a little tip for, I know, a lot of new believers here. If you're reading a book, always look at the book before it and look at the book after it.
对西蒙恩的朋友，这是一个告诉你一个方法。当你看一卷书的时候，前后的书卷一起看。
So God wants the people, the Israelite people, to go into that promised land, which is Canaan, which is where Israel is today, and destroy all the people there so that they can take it over.
所以神要以色列人到迦南地，要到那个地把所有在迦南地的一切人种都除灭掉。那迦南地就是现在以色列人的地方。
But of course, if you just think about today's situation, you'll know that there are still other people there.
可是我们看到现今的局势，我们知道现在在那块地还是有别的人种住在那里。
So clearly they did not wipe out everyone.
所以很明显的，他们当初并没有把所有的人都消灭掉。
And really, ever since, that has been a place of struggle and war. Even today, there's a lot of conflict there.
就是因为那个样子，所以到今天战争不断，他们冲突不断。
Now, for today's standards, I guess especially in America, that sounds kind of harsh. Like, how can you just go kill everybody? That's kind of mean.
如果照我们现在来看，这个有点太残忍了吧？你怎么可以到一个地方把那边的人都杀光了呢？
But God knew they were a godless people, and if they hung around, they would affect Israel in a very negative way.
可是神知道，当初那些人住在那个地方是无神的人，他们不敬畏神，所以如果以色列人与他们交往，会受到影响，而成为会得到有不好的结果。
God is holy; He has this very high standard, and He knew that those inhabitants had to be wiped out, otherwise the Jewish people would not be able to be holy like God.
神是圣洁的。他知道，因为他要保守他的选民的圣洁，所以要除去那些不圣洁的人，这他的选民，以色列人才能够有过着圣洁的生活。
And just to give you an idea of some things, there were other gods there, other idols, things like child sacrifice, you know, terrible things there, yeah.
就是跟大家分享一下，在当时在那个地方迦南地，他们其实也拜别的神。他们有很他们的习俗，比如说他们就会把他们的孩子们当作献祭的，所以那些风俗习惯是很不好。
So God wants Israel to eliminate that.
所以神要以色列人把那些都要完全的除尽。
Of course, the problem was they were strong. The enemies were strong.
可是问题是那些敌人，他们其实是非常强壮的。
They had strong cities.
那些城镇也非常强壮，
and,
坚定。
Had armies.
他们也有他们的军队。
But God gives them a promise.
可是神给了以色列人一个应许。
And the promise is that God will be with them.
神的应许就是说他会与他们同在。
And they do not need to be afraid.
他告诉以色列人，你不需要害怕。
Even though there are these big armies, big cities, bigger than them, God commanded them, be strong and courageous.
虽然那些敌人的城镇、敌人的军队强壮，可是神说你要刚强，要壮胆。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
And again, if we look at Deuteronomy and in Joshua in the beginning, it has those phrases repeated many times. Do not be afraid, be strong and courageous.
当然我们念《生命记》的时候，我们看约书亚记前面几章的时候，神不断地重复这一句说，你们要刚强，你们要壮胆，你们不要惧怕。
So Israel has this great promise.
所以以色列人有这个伟大的这么大的应许。
They have this encouragement from God to go attack them.
他也有带着神跟他们这么大的应许，告诉他们说去征战。
And really, it's a command. It's not like, if you feel like attacking them, I'll be with you.
其实神说的不是一个，就是说啊，你们想去我就跟你们去，而是神说的是一个命令。
Right. It was go, be strong and courageous.Don't be afraid. That's the command, and go conquer the land.
神的命令是很清楚的，是说去，刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
So what happened here?
可是到底发生了什么事呢？
They were not successful. They were defeated.
在这边我们看到他们战败了。
And this came right after a big victory in chapter 6, which we won't read. That's where they defeated Jericho, a very strong city.
可是这一章就是在第六章以后，他们在耶利哥城真的战胜了，可是在这一章他们战败了。
And here, okay, second battle should be the same, right? God is with us, we should defeat Ai, this next city.
这第二场征战应该是在爱城的征战应该是可以胜利的。
But something was wrong.
可是有件事情错了。
And apparently what happened was someone in the camp of Israel had a sin.
因为有人在以色列人的营地中犯了罪。
And the sin was some of the materials, some of the possessions from Jericho, which they just conquered, were, you could say, stolen or taken.
有人因为前面耶利哥城打了胜仗，在那边取了那边当那那个东西，带到了这边要。带到他们自己的营地上。
And we find out right away that the person's name was Achan or Achan.
所以我们在这边就看到第七章，看到那个人叫亚干。
And the old joke later is that Achan later was Achan because he got killed.
所以有个笑话就是说亚干他后来就是背痛了，因为他被杀了。
That joke only works in English. I'm sorry.
这个笑话只能在英文里头意会到。
So they just conquered Jericho.And Achan took some of those pieces of gold and some possessions from the people that were in Jericho.
所以亚干从因为在耶利哥城打胜了，从那个地方拿了一些金银的东西来到这个地方。
Now you might be thinking like that's not so bad. I mean, they just beat the city. Shouldn't they take some of the stuff?
想想看，其实好像没那么严重嘛。他们打赢了胜仗，为什么不能拿点东西呢？
Like there are these warriors, and they have families, and they must deserve some prize, right?
当这个战士打赢了胜仗，他们是不是应该有点奖赏啊？
But it's very clear that when God has a command, it should be followed exactly.
可是这边很清楚地告诉我们，当神有了他的指示的时候，我们要完全的遵行。
And just adding to it a little bit, or taking away from God's command a little bit, that's no good.
若加一点或减少一点对神的指示的话，
And we already see in the beginning, the sin was also in their mindset, in their attitude.
在这个第七章一开始，我们也看到这个罪其实是从他们也是从他们心里跟他们的想法开始。
They just beat Jericho, and it sounds like they're a little bit overconfident or arrogant.
他们刚刚打赢了，在耶利哥打赢了仗，所以他们是不是有一点过于的骄傲，或太有自信了
？And the Jewish spies go in, the Israel spies go in and say, "Oh, well, they're easy. Let's not send the whole army."
所以当以色列人的探子到爱城去探的时候，他们就觉得说啊，这是很容易的事情了。
We'll just send 2,000 or 3,000, which is probably about 10% of what they did before.
大概我们就送2,000-3,000的军队就够了，大概就是他们的10%的军队。
Pretty sure that wasn't God's plan. That was their own idea.
我相信那个不是神的计划，那是他们自己的想法。
It didn't work. They were defeated.
当然。
Okay, so we see that this arrogant attitude is part of it also.
所以我们看到这个骄傲的这种态度也是原因之一。
And then later Joshua finds out, oh, it's because this person Achan, he got the sin started with this, when he stole his possessions.
所以可是约书亚后来发现其实亚干因为拿了不该拿的东西让这个罪更加的恶化。
So if you have an English Bible, I'm not sure if it's in the Chinese Bible, but sometimes there's little notes on the bottom, like even if you don't have a study Bible, there's little footnotes at the bottom.
我不晓得我们中文的圣经英文圣经有中文圣经不晓得有没有在那个下面有那个有没有一些小字的讲解。
And usually it helps you understand like an old term of how much something weighed or something like that, an old word in the old language.
有时候那个小字的讲解就是来解释这个字当初是怎么用的啦，或者是什么意思。
Anyhow, there's an old Hebrew term, and sometimes you see that this happens a lot in these Old Testament passages. But there's an old Hebrew term called Haram, C-H-A-R-A-M, Haram.
在这边你有一个希伯来的字叫 Haram.
And if you look at the footnote for verse 1, I'll just read that. It says, the Hebrew term refers to the irrevocable giving over of things or persons to the Lord, often by destroying them, totally destroying them.
在这边英文的解释是说，这个字呢，就是说我们要把全部的东西，全部的要把交给神，让神来完全的销毁。
So, like I was saying before, when God commands the people to take over a place, He wants them to give that place over to the Lord as like an offering. And to do that, that means like kill everything.
所以当神告诉以色列人，你要征战这个城镇，你要完全的得胜的时候，你要把这个城镇献给神的时候，你要把里头在住在当地的居民要完全的除灭。
So to conquer the people, definitely kill the people.
所以你要战胜这个城镇，当然就是要把所有的人都杀掉。
Kill the leaders.
要把所有的带领的人都要杀掉。
Any possessions that you take, if they're gold or something, they will be used not for yourself, but they'll be used for the priests and God's temple, something like that.
所有你能够掳掠的东西，金银财宝，应该要献给神，让神为神所用。
And other stuff you have to destroy too. So material things, livestock, farming things, destroy.
还有其他你要摧毁的就是他们的牛羊猪群。
Again, that's God's command. Unless He says you can keep it to conquer and to offer to the Lord, you got to destroy everything.
所以除非神说你可以留某样东西，你应该要全部销毁。
So here we see now, okay, now I see Achan by taking that was wrong. He shouldn't have done that.
所以我们这边看到亚干拿了不该拿的东西。
So the first point, if you look in your bulletin, it says sin is disobeying God even when it seems okay to us.
所以罪就是从违背神的旨意开始，即使是在人来看好像还可以。
Because our standard is not God's standard.
因为我们的标准跟神的标准是不一样。
Especially something that's eternal. We're just living in America or China now in the 21st century. That's very different from what God expects.
当然，我们现在在二十一世纪住在美国，住在中国，我们对生活的要求跟神对我们的要求是不一样。
Even back then, Achan probably thought like, "Oh, it's okay. I'll just take some of the stuff."
可能在当时，亚干也觉得没什么关系吧，我只不过拿一点点东西。
But sin, as we said, from God's commands, if you remove a little bit or add a little bit, that's wrong.
可是我们刚刚也提到了，罪就是对神的指示，你挪去一点，加一点，都是违背神。
So sometimes you do something you're not supposed to do, or you don't do something that you are supposed to do. That's disobeying God.
所以违背神就是你做你 你做了你不该做的，或者是你没有做你该做的。
Even when it's a small thing that might seem okay to our own standard.
可能在我们自己来觉得说一点点微不足道的事情。
So here's some examples.
这就是一个例子。
So is it okay to steal some small things from your company?
所以能在公司里头拿一点小小的东西吗？
I just took 20 pens, that's it.
我就拿，只不过拿了20支笔。
Or maybe you're doing your taxes, and it's not April yet, but you're doing your taxes, just change it a little bit.
或者是在四月份报税的时候，你改一点东西。
I mean, the company is a billion-dollar company. America has billions of dollars of taxes. Like, I just took $7. Like, come on.
就像我们的公司是百万的公司，美国是百万的国家，我就拿了7块钱嘛。
Or students, what if you cheat on a test?
或者是学生，你们考试的时候作弊了。
And you know I'm a high school teacher.
知道我是高中老师。
So the answer is that's wrong.
所以告诉你们的就是错。
Okay, but what do you always hear? Well, everyone's cheating.
可是你说，可每个人都这么做呀。
So it's okay.
所以应该还可以吧。
Or it's a class of 200 people. Like, I'm just one person. Doesn't matter, right?
200个人在教室里，我不过是一个小小的一个人而已。
Or I was just gossiping a little bit.
或者是我跟别人说说一点点小小的留言。
I just said it to my 4 closest friends. That's it. I didn't spread it.
我只是跟我这四个最好的朋友说，我没跟别人说。
That doesn't hurt anyone, does it?
我没有伤害别的人嘛。
Okay, so God is holy, has His high standard.
可是神是圣洁的，他的标准是高的。
And what's sin or how we feel something is wrong, like, I won't get into that.Too much today, but definitely when you do something wrong, you know it's wrong.
可是我知道，如果你做了什么不对的，你自己心里知道。
Even when it's a small thing.
即使是很微小不足道的。
And God has this. God is holy, has this amazingly high standard, and we always come short of it.
可是神的圣洁是对我们来说，实在是我们永远都是亏欠的。
Sin is sin. There's no way around it.
罪就是罪。
And sometimes you make yourself feel better, like, oh, you compare like big sin, small sin, but it doesn't matter.
你没有办法说你的罪是小的，跟别人的严重的罪比起来。
By God's standard, we are all sinners.
可是在神的眼中里，我们都是罪人。
That's something I'm going to add. So I guess in between number one and two, if you're looking at your bulletin, in between one and two, I'm going to add a point.
在第一点跟第二点中间，我要加一点。
And that is sin is the natural course of human nature, basically saying we are all sinners.
就是说人，我们就是一个罪人，我们生下来就是一个罪人。
Even though we've seen God's goodness in our past, it's human nature just to be a sinner.
我们在过去我们也经历过神的一切的恩典和美好，可是我们就是犯罪。
So that's definitely a hard truth.
这真的就是一个事实。
As believers, we must accept, yes, I've done wrong, I'm a sinner.
对一个我们基督徒来说，我们就是要承认自己。
Sometimes that's a little embarrassing.
有的时候很不好意思承认自己的错。
You don't go around and say, we were just welcoming each other, it's like, good morning, it's not like, hi, I'm a sinner, how are you, sinner?
当然我们不会彼此问安的说，对我，你好，我是个罪人。
Like that's, we don't go around, displaying that. It's not something you're proud of.
当然我们不会这样做，因为真的是不是很好的事情。
But because of human nature, started with Adam all the way in the beginning of Genesis, mankind is fallen. We are all sinners.
可是从亚当夏娃开始，人的罪性就是从一开始起初就带着。
And if you remember, before sin, kind of everything was okay.
可是如果你记得的话，在人犯罪堕落以前，一切都是美好的。
But really, that only lasted a few chapters. If you are familiar with Genesis.
可是在，创世纪的时候，你如果去念的话，那只就那么几章经几节。
And after Adam and Eve had sinned, they immediately felt shame. There would be death and illness. There were struggles, and ever since then, we're sinners.
亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，罪就不断的是人。挣扎想要除去的一项事情。
So it's important to be very clear. We all have sin.
所以很明显的，我们都是罪人。
No one is righteous, not one.
没有一个义人， 一个都没有。
That's from a book, Romans, that the Apostle Paul wrote.
在罗马书，保罗是这样告诉我们的。
And that's something we'll turn to later, but in Romans, Paul talks about how we all need Christ because we're all sinners.
在罗马书中，保罗告诉我们，我们都需要主耶稣，因为我们都是罪人。
And he actually quotes a lot of things from the Old Testament, so it's very clear in the Bible already that we're all sinners.
保罗在罗马书也引用了许多旧约的经文，所以我们很明显的知道我们都是罪人。
Now I know a lot of people think, if God just showed himself to me, or if God was nice to me, then I'll believe him and I won't sin.
我知道也有人说，如果神向我显现，如果神对我好一点，我就不会犯罪。
But that's not true. I think we're just fooling ourselves.
可是那个你知道是不可能的，因为我们就是在在跟自己开玩笑。
I think disobedience, again, it's just human nature. We just disobey and go against things.
我们的罪性就是我们就不愿意，我们就是不顺服一切的事。
Let's just think about human people right now.
我们看看我们自己人。
Okay, so you physically, you see your dad all the time.
你看看你看到你的父亲。
But you still disobeyed him.
你还是不遵行你父亲所教导。
You know, he told you to go mow the lawn and get the garbage, but you disobeyed him.
可能你的父亲叫你去割草啊，拿把垃圾拿出去，你就是不愿意做。
Yeah, you saw him, right? So he's physically there.
你看到你的父亲了，你在生活中在跟他在一起，可是你还是不遵
守他。Okay, how about your mom?
那你的母亲呢？
You remember how good she is to you? She always cooks for you. She always cleans for you. Your mom's good to you.
妈妈对你不是很好吗？帮替你烧饭，替你洗衣服。
Some of the kids are like, no.
有的小孩说没有。
Right? Your mom's always good to you, but you disobey her. She said, do your homework, but you disobey her.
妈妈对你很好啊，可是妈妈叫你做功课的时候，你是不是就不听话？
Right, go practice the piano. No.
去练琴啊，你就是说不。
Again, it's not because we haven't seen God. It's not because we haven't experienced God's goodness. We have. It's just that human nature is the sin.
所以不是我们一定要看见神，而是我们的罪性就是我们就是违背神。
And I always like to look at the example of young children.
我很喜欢从小孩子来看。
So this church has a lot of young children.
这个教会有许多许多的小孩子。
And one of them, or several of them, I won't say who, went to the third floor.
有几个小孩到了三楼。
And we had this board for writing notes.
我们有一个那个白板
the markers.
白板要写给他们写。
And I'm not sure if he did this on purpose, but I guess he was just too short. He couldn't reach the board, so he just drew on the wall.
我想这个孩子大概不晓得是故意的还是什么，可是我知道他很矮，所以他不写在白板上，写在墙上。
I think several kids did that, actually.
好几个小孩就写在那个墙上。
And if you go up there, it's still there. It's
所以你到了楼上看，你就看到那个墙上。
You can't erase it.
墙上有写了字的。
Anyway, so I'm not sure if that's a sin. The kid didn't know. That's okay.
我不晓得那是不是罪，可是可能小孩子做的他不知道。
So you never, so you, if you know me, you know I never really get mad, but I get fake mad.
你知道我很不，我不生气的。我有时候会假装我生气。
So I pretended to be mad, and I saw that kid because I saw him do it, and I was like, "Did you do this?"
所以我看到那小孩在做的时候，我就假装的对他很凶，就说你。这是不是你做的？
And of course he said no.
那个小孩就说不，不是我做的。
You know, it would be really funny if he said, "Ah, Michael 哥哥 yes, I did that. I will go clean it now."
而不是说那个小孩说 Michael 哥哥是我做，我来清吧。
No, but of course not. He somehow knew just from my voice, hearing that like, "Oh, I did something wrong." And I was, "Did you do this?" No.
可是那个小孩因为从我的声音知道他自己做错了。可是我问他的时候就说不是我。
Did someone teach that kid to lie?
有人教那个小孩子说谎吗？
No, you don't have to be taught that. That's in our human nature.
没不用，因为在他的罪性里头，他就很自然的说出
来。Okay, so everyone sins. Rich people, poor people, young, old, Americans, Chinese, everybody sins.
所以每一个人，不管是有钱的、穷人家、中国人、外国人。
So let's look at the Israelites.
我们来看看以色列人。
They had definitely seen God.
他们见过神。
They were miraculously able to escape Pharaoh in Egypt.
他们能够从埃及很奇迹的能够从法老的手中逃出来。
They crossed the sea.
他们过了红海。
They were miraculously given manna to eat every day.
他们每一天很奇迹的神从天降玛纳。
God guided them in this huge pillar while he's right there.
神用火柱每天带着他们。
Okay, they had defeated kings. They crossed the Jordan River. All these amazing signs.
他们过了约旦河的时候，他们打了胜仗。这一切都是神迹奇事。
So it's very clear God is there.
所以非常明显的，神与他们同在。
Yet they still disobeyed.
可是他们还是违背神。
And really, if you read the whole Bible, which you should one day, that's like an ongoing theme. They keep disobeying, keep disobeying.
所以如果希望但愿你有一天能够把整本的圣经都念完，可是当你念的时候，你就发现他一直在强调我们人一直在违背神。
And that's the hard truth of ourselves also.
这对我们来说也是一个很残酷的事情。
Keep disobeying, keep disobeying.
我们一直违背神。
All right, so let's go to the next point here. Sin has consequences, like the results of an action, not just God's punishment.
罪会有带出结果，不仅仅只是神的审判。
What I mean by that is, a lot of times we think, "Oh, God's punishing me; He's so mean."
我们有时候就说，哎，神在惩罚我，他怎么这么凶啊？
And it's true that the Bible does talk about God's anger, and sometimes it talks about God punishing people.
对，圣经说神他有愤怒，他也有审判。
But more often than not, I find that what happens.As a result of sin, it's just sin's natural course. That's just what happens. Those are the consequences.
可是有的时候我发现罪它就会很自然地带出一些结果来。
Those actions that you did, they have ramifications. They just have, it's like cause and effect.
在罪它会带出一些，会影响周遭的事情。
So it's not just that God is punishing you, it's just that you disobeyed and...The result is this terrible thing now.
有的时候不仅仅是神因为神的惩罚，而是因为你的罪而带出了这些影响了这些的事情。
Again, another American saying is, "You play with fire, you get burned."
所以美国人有一句谚语说，你玩火，你一定会被烧着。
Or if David were here, he would say in an accent, he would say, "You play with fire, you're gonna get burned."
大卫讲这句话的时候会带点口音。反正你玩火嘛，你就是一定会被烧着。
The clearest example in the Bible, again in Romans, which we'll go to later, we all have sin. The wages of sin is death.
在罗马书，保罗说到，罪的工价就是死。
Or the result of sin is death.
因罪的结果一定是死。
Right? It's not like, oh, God's punishing you with death. No, it's not the punishment. That's just what happens. Sin will lead to death.
不是因为神的惩罚让你死，而是死。罪所带下来的结果就是死。
Or let's think of some examples.
让我们来看看几个例子。
So as kids, of course, my mom always said like, "Oh, it's cold outside. Put your jacket on. It's cold outside."
我小的时候，我妈每次都说外头冷啊，把那个夹克
you know, I say like, "No, I'm fine. I'm okay."
把夹克穿起来，把拉链拉起来，
you know,
我就说我很好。
Of course, your mom knows that after 30 minutes of playing in the snow, you're gonna get cold.
可是妈妈都知道，30分钟在雪堆里或玩了以后，你一定会冷。
And if you disobey and don't wear your jacket, you're gonna be miserable the whole day.
如果你不听话，不穿夹克，那一天下来，你一定会不舒服。
Again, that's not the punishment. It's not like your mom punished you with feeling bad. That's just what will happen.
那个不是你妈妈对你的惩罚，而是你不听话所带出来的结果。
And you know, I teach in school, so I love the school examples. If you don't study, you'll do bad on the test, and then you'll get a bad grade, and then you'll feel upset because maybe your mom yelled at you or something.
你知道我在学校教书，所以我告诉学生，你如果不好好的用功读书，你就不能做好在考试的答案，所以那你的成绩就会不好，那你的父母就会对。
Again, that's not the punishment. That's just what will happen.
这个不是对你的惩罚，而是你不用功、不听话的结果。
So a lot of the students always say like, "Oh, I'm mean."
所以很多学生都说我很凶，我很严厉。
It's not true. If you know me, I'm actually pretty nice.
所以你认识我，你知道我其实我蛮好的嘛。
Okay, but God has definitely. This is just on an aside now. God has definitely taught me a lot by being a teacher, someone in a position of authority.
所以神真的对我来说教导了我很多。我作为一个 有权柄的一个人的一个各样的。
And I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm like God now. I'm not going to say that. But oftentimes I feel like I know what God feels like now.
我不是说我是神，可是我很多时候很多情况，我觉得我能够体会到神的心情。
I know what it's like when people disobey.
我知道，我看到当人不听话的时候。
And they always feel, oh, Mr. Shen, why are you punishing me with a B minus?
那他说，老师，你为什么要这样惩罚我，给我一个 B minus 呢？
Well, first of all, I was already being very merciful.
其实我
should have been a C.
其实我其实已经对他们很有恩典了，他们应该是拿 C 的。
So there, I learned God's mercy right there.
所以我在这边也学到神的恩典。
And secondly, that's not the punishment. That's just what happened. You didn't do these three things. You didn't study, and the result is you got an 81.
所以事实上不是对你的一个惩罚，而是你没有用功读书，而你的结果就是八十一分。
81 is a B minus.
八十一分是 B minus. 我能说什么呢
？And again, so I teach high school a lot of teenagers.
我在高中教书，所以有很多青少年。
And when I teach the younger kids, I always tell them. It sounds so old-fashioned. I say, don't go to that party.
这很多青少年，我跟他说。不要去参加那个舞会。
And when they're freshmen, young kids, most of them they're good, like you know, they're good boys and good girls.
第一年的高中生，他们很听话，他们很好。
But it doesn't take long for one or two to start becoming deviant, and they go to you know bad places.
可是就只需要一个或两个喜欢玩的孩子们就会把他们带坏。
Okay, and it's not that parties are evil. Parties are not evil.
不是说那些会是不好是不好的。
Okay, I'll even go as far as saying alcohol is not evil. Alcohol itself is not an evil thing.
我要再讲，如果酒也不是一个罪恶的东西。
Okay, if you drink wine, that's fine. You're fine. Okay.
可是你若喝一点酒，白酒、红酒，可以。
Okay, but what happens in those situations where these teenagers get caught up in these terrible situations and the surroundings cause them to fall into temptation or rumors spread about them, things like that.
可是在那个舞会的当中，如果这些青少年喝了酒以后的结果就会影响到。
And it's not just that. It's not just alcohol. My purpose here today is not to condemn alcohol.
我不是在今天在这边是说要讲降低酒的问题。
Okay, but I think my first year teaching, one girl, freshman.14 years old, I guess.
我第一年教书的第一年有一个14岁的女孩子。
Halloween party.
就在万圣节的时候。
Okay, so school starts in September, Halloween's the end of October. Only took 2 months.
只有两个月的时间，学期是九月开始，万圣节是十一月。
Went to this party.
她这个女孩子去了一个舞会。
All right, terrible things happen.
就很不好的事情发生了。
And really, it ruined her entire high school career.
把她整个高中的生活。都破坏了
One part
就这么一次
Ruined her entire high school career Because now she had a bad reputation Her mom didn't trust her anymore She did bad in school Blah 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 That's it
她整个高中的生涯父母不相信她别人讲她的事情她整个高中就是因为参加了那么一次
okay, Again that's not the punishment That's just the result of what happened
这个不是对她的惩罚而是结果带出来的
Okay so let's look at the Israelites
我们来看以色列人
God gave them this promise. Be strong, courageous, go conquer the people.
神给他们这个应许，你们要刚强，你们要壮胆，你们要在这个土地上得胜。
But if you turn away, then you'll be miserable.
可是如果你们违背我，那你们就有不好。
You will not conquer the land.
你们就不能得在这个土地上得胜。
You will not enter the rest that God promised you.
你们就不能在神以内享有安息。
And all these other people will be around you with bad influence and choke you.
在这个在当地的居民就会在成为你的邻居而能够来推挤你。
I'm reminded of one of Jesus' parables with the four soils.
让我想起主耶稣讲的四个那个那个
four lands. Okay.
Forgive me. 那个好土跟不好的土的那个。
And remember, one of them was the bad one, and weeds grew up and choked the good.
有一个预言就是那个土的很多荆棘长在里头，所以把那个好的种子都挤压挤掉了。
So that's what happens if you don't conquer the people there, Israel. They're going to hang around and they're going to mess you up and trap you.
所以在这里，神说，如果你们不能把所有的人都灭掉，他们这些人就会来影响你，会来压挤你。
Again, that's not God's punishment. That's just Him saying what will happen.
所以再一次的看到，这个不是神的惩罚，而是神告诉他们的结果。
Unfortunately, Israel just kept, like I said, they just kept disobeying.
很不幸的，以色列人就是这样不断的违背神。
The book after Joshua is called Judges.
在约书亚以后就是士师记。
Same thing, like they had good and then they disobeyed, they messed up.
同样的事情不断的发生，好，然后就违背神，然后不好的事情又继续的发生。
Later, the first king of Israel, King Saul.
在我们看到列王记上的时候，扫罗王。
Same exact sin. He conquered something, but he let the livestock live, didn't kill the king, stuff like that. Same exact sin.
同样的，他也是打了胜仗，可是他让牛羊存活下来，所以再一次的犯了相同的罪。
And God was angry at him too.
所以神对他愤怒。
Okay, so we see how Israel sinned here. It's very clear.
我们看在这里看到以色列人如何的得罪神。
When Achan took those things, that was against what God commanded them.
当亚干拿了那些不可拿的东西的时候，他违背了神。
Now, as Christians, spiritually, we have to recognize the consequence of sin also.
所以我们基督徒，我们在灵里，我们也要认识到，我们如果违背神的旨意的时候，会有什么样的结果。
So now let's turn to our New Testament passage. So we'll just turn to one other passage. Let's turn to Romans in the New Testament.
我们来到罗马书。
We'll go to Romans chapter 3, a very famous verse.
新约罗马书第三章。
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书第三章的二十三节，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Okay, and just turn three chapters later.
第六章
Romans 6:23.
第六章的二十三节。
I'll just read the beginning. We just talked about this. For the wages of sin is death.
我们刚刚也说过，因为罪的工价乃是死。
Okay, so I know we don't like flipping around too much, but that'll be it. We'll look at Romans and Joshua. That's it.
我们今天就只看罗马书这两节经文跟约书亚。
But those are famous verses that Paul wrote, that we all have sin, and the result of it, not God's punishment, but just the consequences of it, is death.
所以这两节的经文，保罗很清楚地告诉我们，我们犯了罪，我们不是神的惩罚，而是我们的结果就是死。
Now, here's another hard truth, hard reality.
这也是一个很残酷的一个事实。
It's tough to hear, we all deserve to die.
是很难够想象说我们真的我们就该死吗？
You're a sinner, you deserve to die.
可是我们就是个罪人，我们就是应该死。
No one wants to hear that.
没有人要听到这句话。
And a lot of times we hear that on the news, especially recently, like, oh, this person was killed, oh, he didn't deserve to die.
我们有时候在听到新闻的时候说，哎，这个人被杀了，那个人被杀了，我们就会说他不应该死啊。
And that's true in terms of the law or in terms of our own sentiments. Yeah, that person might not have deserved to die.
所以有的时候是可能是因为法律的关系，有的可能是因为我们的标准，我们就是对啊，那个人是不应该死的。
But the hard news is we all deserve to die.
可是残酷的事实就是我们都会死。
We all have sinned.
因为我们都是罪人。
8 days ago, I was at a funeral.
八天前我在一个丧礼。
It was an old classmate from Tenafly.
是我在 Tenafly 的一个同学。
So same age as me, so very sad.
跟我是我的同学，所以跟我同年龄。
And he had a congenital illness, so he was born with an illness that I actually didn't even know about. But after some complications, he passed away.
他因为生来就有带着病的，所以他过世了，是因为这个病的复发。
Everyone there who spoke said, many of the same things. He's the nicest person I ever met. He's the most honest person I ever met.
在丧礼的时候，很许许多人都说，这个过世的这个人是他真的是很好的一个人，他真的是一个很诚实的一个人。And
I agree. I don't have a memory where he did something mean.
可是我也认同，因为在我的记忆中，他从来没有做过一件让人家难看的事情。And
he didn't die in a fight or because he was drunk. He died because of an illness.
他死不是因为跟人家征战，他死是因为他带着他身上的疾病。All
right, and so to be socially correct, you don't go to that funeral and say, "Hey, he deserved to die."
所以到那个地，在那个场合的时候，当然在社区的在社交的场所中，你不能到那边说他。Don't
go to a funeral and say that.
他该死，你不能到一个丧礼说这个人该死。But
the hard truth is. As sinners, we do all deserve to die.
可是残酷的事实是，我们都是罪人，我们就是应该死。So
here we see the Israelites, and they didn't follow God. They deserve this defeat.
所以我们在这边也看到了，以色列人没有遵行神的指示，而……Now
here's the good news.
可是。
Jesus is the solution to this problem of sin.
主耶稣就是这一切罪的一个我们所要寻求的答案。Okay,
so it'd be really bad if I just finish there and then that's it. See you tomorrow. Okay.
所以如果说我的信息就停在这边的话，实在不合当。Okay,
and we're still in Romans. Those verses would have been bad if they just ended there too.
如果我们就停留在罗马书讲的这些经文上。
Okay, so we just ended with Romans 6:23, but I didn't read the whole thing.
我们如果就在罗马书第六章23节这边,
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罪的工价就是死, 唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Okay, let's look at that other verse, 3:23.
我们再来看到第三章的23节。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
23节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
Well, that's great.
不是很好吗?
So as believers, it's important to understand sin. Yes, we have it. It's this terrible thing. We should obey God, but we can't. Jesus saves us.
对我们基督徒来说，真的罪对我们来说，我们真的没有办法完完全全的遵守神的旨意。可是神，耶稣基督为我们。
And again, I know there are many new believers and maybe non-believers out here today.
我知道在座的有许许多多的西蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，也有许多还没有信主的朋友。
And I hope that these are some things you're thinking about.
我盼望你能够把这几句经文能够想一想。
Really, that first step is admitting that you're a sinner.
第一步，你要自己承认你是一个罪人。
And then knowing when you accept Christ, He is able to solve that problem of sin.
知道接受主耶稣，他能够为我们解决这罪的问题。So
really, there's in the Christian life, there are a couple things that happen, and I listed some of them here.
对基督徒的生活、生命来说，有几件事情我在程序单上列出来了。
In the process of becoming a believer, it's confession, atonement, repentance, and I'll add to that one thing, justification.
基督徒生命的成长过程中，需要认罪，需要承认自己的是罪，需要有赎罪，需要悔改，然后最后才能够被称义。So
you confess, yes, I'm a sinner, God.
是的，我们承认我们是个罪人。But
then there has to be some atonement. Atonement is like making it right somehow.
我们也需要赎罪，赎罪的意义，作用就是让我们能够。
And then there's repentance. Repentance is when you fix the problem by redoing it, but doing it the right way now.
我们悔改，我们认罪以后，我们就是因为认了罪以后，我们才能够有回转，向好。To
turn away from the bad stuff you're doing and now do it the right way.
我们从不好的地方，我们回转过来。And
then justification, that now. In God's eyes, we are seen as holy.
因为我们回转归向神，所以在神的眼睛里头，他称我们为义。
Now, this is the last thing. The interesting thing is it's modeled in Joshua and what we read.
这几个步骤都是在约书亚记我们都看到了。
So if you kept your spot, we go back to Joshua. Just look at that real quick.
我们再回到约书亚记第七章的地方。
So Israel was defeated. God was very clear it's because somebody sinned.
所以以色列人打了败仗，神非常明显地告诉他们，你们中间犯了罪。
Okay, now there's no Jesus yet.
当然在这里没有提到主耶稣。
Okay, but they had to do these four things.
可是他们一样要做这四件事情。
Okay, one, confession.
第一，你们要承认自己的罪。
So God said, bring the people out, and one by one, we're going to see who did it.
所以主神对他们说，你们把人一个一个带出来，我们来看是谁犯了罪。
And in the end, one by one, it was narrowed down to Achan's family.
所以一个一个带出来的时候，最后就是看到是亚干犯罪。
And he confessed, later we look, again, still chapter 7, later verse 19, verse 20.
我们在第七章的十九节、二十节。
Achan says, oh, you're right, it was me. Like, I confess, I stole the stuff.It was me, I'm sorry.
亚干认了罪，他说是我做了不该做的事，是我拿了不该拿的东西。
Okay, so the next thing is atonement. Let's make it right then.
所以第二件事就是要赎罪。
Let's do something to make up for it, to pay the price for it.
我们需要做一些事情，要把我们做错的要我们要改正过来。
Okay, so they went to his tent, they found the stuff, they got the stuff, took it out, and put it back in the...rightful owner, if it was gold, whatever happened, and then they killed him.
所以他们就在他的营地里头把那些东西都找出来了，然后呢，全部放到该放的地方，然后再把他们全家都杀了。
Okay, so remember that term haram, that was to completely destroy things, to be devoted to God.
记得我们刚刚提到那个希伯来字吗 ？Haram 就是要把所有不该有的东西全完全的出去。
Well, they had to do it here. They killed him, actually killed his livestock too, burned all his stuff, and his family.
在这边他们就做了这样的事情，把他所有的他的牲畜都杀了，不仅把他也杀了，把他的所有的家人也杀了。
Again, that sounds very harsh, but that's what had to happen to completely cut out the sin.
听起来真的是很残酷，可是神说要完完全全的把罪除去。
Okay, next thing, repentance.
再下来就是要悔改。
So now they go attack Ai again. They were defeated, right? But now they're going to attack Ai again and do it the right way.
所以他们再一次，他们刚刚本来是要到爱城去攻打爱城，所以他们现在再一次的要准备攻打爱城。
So instead of being arrogant and doing their own thing, now they follow God's plan, which was this cool ambush plan, and they do it God's way.And they win.
所以，与其像当初是那么样的骄傲的用他们自己的方法，现在他们照着神所交代他们的方法来战胜爱城。
So last thing, justification.
所以最后一项就是要称义。
So now that they made it right, God let them conquer the city. They were victorious, and God said, "This time you can take the stuff. You can take the gold and stuff."
因为他们遵行了神的旨意，所以这一次他们不仅仅战胜了爱城，神也告诉他们，你们可以拿其中的东西。
Take the livestock, take the possessions. You can do it this time.
你可以拿他们的牲畜，你们也可以拿他们的金银。
Okay, so before they did it wrong, everything went wrong. Now they did it right. They actually got what they probably wanted anyway.
他们第一次一切做错了，所有的都错了。现在完全照神的旨意，一切的祝福跟着来。
Okay, again, these four things are what Christ does for us.
所以这四件事情也就是主耶稣对我们所做的。
I just found it interesting that it was modeled here in this short passage.
真的是很有意思。同样的四件事情在这边我们也看到了。
Okay, and again, new people, as you read the Bible, Old Testament, why am I reading? I can't pronounce half the stuff. It's to see that what Christ did, it's already foreshadowed here in the Old Testament.
对西蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，你不要对旧约书许许多多的名字啊，觉得很沮丧，很难念。其实就是因为这些旧约，它预表了将来主耶稣要对我们所成就的一切。
Okay, so let's just go over those last four points again. It's confession.
我们在讲这四件事，我们要认罪。
We confess we are sinners.
我们要跟神认我们自己是罪人。
God, I need you in my life.
神，我们说主，我们需要你在我们的生命中。
Atonement.
我们要赎罪。
Now this is the hard part. What did I do? How did I fix it?
这个是比较难的，因为我该如何做能够赎罪呢？
You didn't fix it. Jesus fixed it.
我们没有办法做，是主耶稣替我们做。
When Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, that was the atonement.
当耶稣基督在十字架上死了，流血，那个是神主耶稣替我们做。
Someone had to pay and make it right.
一定要有付代价，一定要赎罪才能够完。
That's what Jesus did on the cross. He made it right.
所以，因为主耶稣在十字架上所成就的，才能让我们与神和好。
Okay, now repentance. Okay, I've accepted Christ. Repentance. I used to be like this. Now I'm going to be like this and follow God.
然后我们要悔改。我们过去是这个光景。我们现在，我们回转。我们要转向神。我们往对的方向走。
And justification. Now that you are a child of God, in God's eyes, you have the blood of Christ covering you. You are now right in God's eyes.
然后最后一步，我们称义，因为我们有主耶稣的宝血遮盖我们，所以在神的眼中看我们称义。
So I think that's something we all need to be reminded of.
我相信这都是我们要不断的提醒自己。
And again, a lot of new believers or non-believers here today, I invite you, if this has been convicting or makes sense to you or you're just interested, that's how you start a relationship with Christ.
当然我知道在座的有许多的新蒙恩的，也有许多的慕道的朋友，但愿这段经文能够对你说话，让你这是与主有一个建立关系的开始。
And during the communion today, if you go to new believers class, or if you're just in communion, that's something you can think about, pray to God about on your own, these things.
当然待会儿我们博饼的时候，如果你是要去慕道班，或者是你要留在这边与我们一起博饼的话，盼望这些经文能够在你能够自己与神说话，把这几步骤与神交通。
So the reality of sin is harsh. It's this terrible thing.
罪真的是一个很邪恶、很残酷的事实。
But thanks be to God that He gave us a solution through His only Son, Jesus Christ.
感谢神，他把他的儿子赐给我们，是我们对付罪的唯一的一个方法。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for the reading of your word this morning.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们话语。
Thank you that in the Old Testament we can already see your amazing plan of salvation.
我们感谢你在旧约中，我们已经看到你救恩救赎的美好计划。
Lord, we confess we have sinned.
主，我们承认我们有罪。
Sometimes sins we don't even know that we've done.
有的时候我们自己犯了罪，我们都还不知道。
So we are grateful for your forgiveness and your mercy.
我们也感谢你，因为你的赦免和你的恩典。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, your only Son.
是借着你的儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
We just say thank you, Lord, because we know we cannot repay you.
我们感谢你，因为我们知道我们是永远都没有办法回报你。
Pray in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.